朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请各位再翻回约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
在最近这几个礼拜，我在思想整个约翰福音第十七章的时候，
As I was meditating upon this chapter,
我实在觉得里面有相当很深的一个感受。
I have received some thoughts very deeply.
因为主耶稣在当年献上这个祷告的那个时候的背景。
The background of the time when Jesus was offering this prayer,
相当的特别。
It was very a special background.
那么待会儿我会提到为什么当时耶稣祷告的时候，他心情的那种光景。
And I will later describe why he would have the way he was thinking about.
有人说这个叫做大祭司的祷告。
And many would refer to this as a high priestly prayer.
也有人说这是主耶稣要跟他的门徒分离。那么那时候。那种分离的感觉使他不能把那种感觉呈现在天父面前的这样一个祷告。
Some would say this is a reflection of Jesus' head when he was prepared to leave his disciples behind.
第一节到第五节很明显的在祷告里面耶稣为自己祷告。
Verses 1 through 5, it was clear he was praying for himself.
第六节到十九节他为他的门徒祷告。
Verses 6 through 19, he was praying for his disciples.
二十节到二十六节他为教会祷告。
Verses 20 to 26, he was praying for his church.
虽然前面五节提到他自己。
Although the first five verses mention mainly of himself.
但是非常明显的我们就这样读过去，我们可以看到上帝是整个那五节的中心。
Yes, clearly when we read through these five verses, we see the Lord is the focus of his prayer.
换句话说，他是从上帝的角度，从上帝的眼光来看他自己。
In other words, he was viewing himself from the perspectives of the Lord.
在还没有做基督徒，甚至做了基督徒以后，我们都多多少少有所谓祷告的经验。
Before or after you become a Christian, you must have the experience of praying.
为什么要祷告呢？
Why do we pray?
很明显的，很直接的答案就是我有需要。
A direct answer is because you pray because you need.
或者跟我有关的事情有需要，或者跟我有关的人有需要，所以我来祷告。
Whether the things related to you or people that related to you with needs, therefore you pray.
但是主耶稣在这里给我们看见一个榜样，他不是从自我的需要的角度来看，是从上帝的需要的角度来献上祷告。
But here the Lord has set an example that he prayed not because of his own needs, but because of a need. From the Lord's point of view.
所以单单前面五节我们就看见五次提到上帝的荣耀，荣耀这两个字。
So the words like the Lord and the glory of the Lord was mentioned repetitively for the first five verses.
在这个礼拜我在看再一次看这五节圣经的时候，
As I review these five verses for the past week,
我有一个很深的感动，就是耶稣称上帝的在祷告里面的称呼。
I was deeply moved by the way that Jesus mentioned the Lord.
他称上帝为父啊，圣洁的父啊，公义的父啊。
He called him the Lord, the Lord of righteousness and Lord of glory.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的称呼，在祷告的这个里面，我们的称呼肯定我们祷告的对象到底是谁。
The way we call the person who receive our prayer then affirms the position this person has in our heart.
我常常发现在今天基督徒的整篇的祷告里面，
I often realize as a Christian is praying,
最没有意义的就是在称呼神的时候的那个名字的那个时候是最没有意义的。
The place that we pay least attention to is the way we call down to the person we're praying to.
我们有没有听见一个人在祷告里面祷告一句就说主啊，祷告一句就说主啊？我觉得他是用主啊这两个字来想下面要讲什么话。
Very often when a person is repeatedly calling the Lord, that signifies the time he needs to work out what he's going to say next.
所以换句话说，当我们在祷告的时候，我们对 祷告的对象的称呼是一个非常非常重要的一件事情。
So this tells us how important it is to call on the name of the person who is receiving our prayer.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Give you a simple example.
那是发生在以前在台湾。
This happens in Taiwan.
有一个大学团契的主席，他是主席，是选出来的。
A chairperson of a Christian fellowship, he was elected to be.
他做基督徒已经做了大概有十年。
He has been a Christian for maybe perhaps 10 years.
有一天我在那团契里面讲到祷告的信息。
And one day I was preaching in that fellowship talking about prayer.
讲完以后我说你们有什么问题可以问我
？And afterwards I asked him, "Do you have any questions?"
那么很多人问完了问题散会了。
And after the questions were asked and answered, and they were dispersed,
这个主席跑来找我。
This chairperson came over to ask.
他说：“李牧师，我有一个跟祷告有关系的问题，不好意思当众问你，因为我是主席。”
He says, "Pastor Lee, I have a question I want to ask you, but I feel embarrassed to ask you in front of the others."
他说：“我做了十年的基督徒，我也祷告了十年，但是我不知道阿门的意思是什么。”
He said, "I have prayed for 10 years. I've been a Christian for 10 years. I do not know the meaning of Amen, how we end the prayer."
所以从那一次开始，我心里面有一个很深很深的一个感触。
So from that time on, my heart is deeply bothered.
对基督徒来讲，祷告是一个最容易的事，也是一个最难的事。
For Christians, praying may be the easiest, may also be the most difficult thing for a Christian to do.
因为你一做基督徒，你就会祷告。
Because once you become a Christian,You should know how to pray.
因为你是透过祷告而做基督徒的。
Simply because through prayer you become a Christian.
对不对？我信耶稣，我现在接受耶稣，这就是一个祷告。
When you say I accept you, Jesus, that is a prayer.
但是呢，我们学一辈子，我们发现我们在属灵的操练里面最软弱的一个也是祷告。
However, prayer is also a lifelong learning process.
那么我们看这一段的圣经，到底这五节圣经里面，主耶稣谈到一些什么事情
？Then let's focus on what Jesus was talking about in these 5 verses.
我把它分成三段来跟大家一起分享。
I have divided into 3 sections.
第一节到第三节是讲到第一段。
The first sections includes verse 1 through 3.
他在这里说，使儿子能够荣耀你，正如你赐给他权柄。后面说，去传福音说的。
So the to glorify you by your son.
那么他说，正如如何如何如何，在 NIV 的翻译里面把它翻成 for 就是说，因为你让我去传福音，所以我能够荣耀你。
It says here, glorify your son that your son may glorify you for or because you granted him authority.
什么叫做神的荣耀呢？
What do we mean by the glory of God?
我想这样的定义大家会同意。
I believe you will agree with me on this definition.
就是指上帝心里面那个最高的满足，叫做神的荣耀，对不对？
If we can make the Lord to be satisfied, to feel satisfied, we have glorified Him.
我们说基督徒要荣耀神。
We said Christians need to glorify our Lord.
我们说这个教堂要荣耀神。
We think a church should glorify God.
什么意思呢？
What do we mean by?
就是说让这个个人。让这个教堂能够让上帝的心得到最高的满足，这个叫做神得着荣耀。
The Lord are glorified is because the Lord is deeply satisfied with this individual and or with his church.
所以第一节到第三节很清楚的要给我们看见，怎么样能够满足上帝的心。
So verses 1 through 3 has taught us clearly how we can make the Lord glorified.
弟兄姊妹，除了传福音以外，没有一件事情真正能够满足天父的心。
Besides preaching gospels, there's nothing else.Can make our Lord satisfied.
传福音可以荣耀上帝。
Preaching gospel can glorify God.
这次我到厦门去。
This time I went to 厦门。
想到30年前的一段往事。
And that reminded me what I experienced about 30 years ago.
当我站在鼓浪屿的那个山顶的时候。
As I stood on top of a mountain next to a shoreline.
我往东边看，看到我曾经在那边待过10个月的小金门和大胆。
I look eastward, I see that small island. About 30 years ago, I spent 10 months on it.
1961年大学毕业以后，我到服兵役就到了小金门。
1961, after I graduated from college, I went to that island to serve as a reserve officer.
我记得非常的清楚，常常在傍晚的时候，我一个人走到小金门的山顶上，在一个破烂的碉堡的上面，拿着圣经，拿着诗歌，在那边亲近神。
I vividly remembered at the end of each day how I carried my hymnal and my Bible, went up to the top of a mountain.And to glorify God.
我记得非常的清楚，那是一个被废弃的一个碉堡，但是碉堡是在整个小金门最高的一个点上。
That was a deserted bunker, but the bunker was right on the top of the mountain.
因为那个碉堡是这个地势很好，所以它是一个联合的一个碉堡，所以有炮兵、有步兵、有各种的兵种在那边做观察战用。
So that bunker becomes a tower for.Observation purposes for a variety of services.
它地势好，所以给对岸的这个炮呢也是比较容易看到，所以你就作为好像靶一样，炮靶一样，就专门往那个碉堡打。
And this goes both ways because it's in a good position to observe. Therefore, it's also in a good position to receive shots.
那么那我在金门的时候，为什么那个碉堡没有人呢？因为盛传那个碉堡闹鬼闹得很厉害。
And that was a deserted bunker because that was called a haunted bunker.
所以他们就没有人敢到那边。那么你闹鬼你怕，那我这个信上帝的人不怕鬼，所以我每个晚上夕阳西下的时候就到那边去。
Some maybe afraid of ghosts, but I'm a Christian, so I went up there after the dark.
因为闹鬼的地方是最安静的地方，因为没有人会来打扰你。
No one would disturb me. It's also a very quiet place.
常常我坐在那个碉堡上面。我从左边一直看到右边，那个时候的感觉，30年前，面朝着神州，眺望着大陆，那个时候的心情非常非常的复杂。
My feeling at those times, as I stood on top of that bunker, I can observe across the ocean where my homeland was. I was deeply touched.
我不会忘记，不止十次，我对着小金门的对岸。流着眼泪，我说主啊，对面是我的骨肉，对面是我的同胞，他们今天不在耶稣基督福音能够达到的地方。
Perhaps more than 10 times, with my tears, I looked across the ocean and saw the other side. I said, Lord, they are my kinsmen, they are the same people with my same blood, but they don't know gospel.
我在那里想，我说如果我幸运可以活80岁的话
，If I could be fortunate enough to live 80 years，
我那个时候想，我有60年的时间要活，我要怎么活
？And I would then, from at that point, have about 60 years to live, and how would I spend my life？
弟兄姊妹，一个人做基督徒，不是单单解决所谓来生的问题。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, you're not just going to solve the problems of your next life.
神拯救我们，对我们的今生有他的目的。
The Lord has saved us and saved us also for a purpose of this world.
我们怎么样能够肯定这个目的，让我们能够满足神的心意？这个叫做荣耀神。
How can we affirm this purpose and be satisfying with the Lord about what we do here on this earth? This means to glorify.
我1958年把自己完全奉献给主。
1958, I have dedicated myself to the Lord.
我在1961年，我再一次把自己奉献给主。
1961, I rededicated myself to the Lord.
1958年，为着神的爱，我把自己奉献给主。
1958, for the Lord's love, I have dedicated myself to Him.
我1961年，弟兄姊妹，我为着中国把自己奉献给主。
1961, for China, for Chinese.I have rededicated myself.
将近30年
For almost 30 years now.
我现在回过头来看约翰福音17章1节到3节
As I look back to John 17 verses 1 through 3,
我心里面有一个很深的一个负担。
My heart is reburdened again.
我说主啊，但愿我真是知道怎么样把福音传给我的同胞，来满足你心最深处的那个需要。
Lord.Help me to know that how I can spread the gospel to my kinsmen so that would deeply satisfy you.
上个礼拜我已经稍微讲过这一部分。
I have touched upon this topic last week.
我们看第二点第4节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
主耶稣说我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。请大家注意听 NIV 的翻译是怎么翻的。
It says here in the NIV version in English, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
好，请大家注意这个八一次，请张弟兄再念一遍，请注意这个八一次。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
他说我可以荣耀你，因做什么荣耀你呢？ By completing the work that you asked me to do. 借着你托付我的工作，成全的那个工作，我就可以荣耀你。
Yes, I have brought you the glory. That is because I have completed the work you gave me to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们注意一件事情。上帝从第一个这个第一节到第三节，我们看见上帝要我们每一个人都做传福音的人。
Yes, indeed. From verse 1 through 3, the Lord wants all of us to be the one to spread the gospel.
但是不一定要我们每一个人都做传道人，做牧师。
But it doesn't really imply that each and every one of you have to be a full-time minister.
每一个人都要传道，但是不一定每一个人都要做传道人。
Everyone should spread the gospel, but not everyone can become or should become a preacher.
所以这一节圣经提醒我们什么呢？
So what this verse reminds us of?
第一节到第三节是提到基督徒传福音的责任。
Verse 1 through 3 mentioned about the responsibility of Christians.
那么第四节是提到基督徒在他的工作岗位上，不管是在他的事业和他的职业上面的责任。
And the verse 4 mentioned about your responsibility regardless of what you do.
你在教会的侍奉是上帝所关心的。
Your work in the church is indeed cared by the Lord.
你在教会外面的事业也是上帝所关心。
Your professional career outside of the rim of a church is also concerned by the Lord.
传道将近三十年的时间里面，我一直发现中国教会有一个很大的危机。
Preaching for nearly 30 years, I have seen a tremendous crisis within Chinese churches.
中国教会的危机是什么呢？
What is the crisis of a Chinese
church? 就是我们把教会里面、教会外面那个楚河汉界画得非常的清楚。
Because we see such a strong and distinctive dividing line between in the church and out of church.
所以井水不可以犯河水，风马牛不相及的。
The well water and the river waters will never be mixed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是一个很严肃的一个我们在信仰上面要检讨的地方。
But this is indeed a very serious question we all should have a chance to examine.
我们不可以，这也是不对的，单单在礼拜堂里面做基督徒。
We should not, we should never be a Christian and Christian only within the walls of a church.
我们今天要很清楚地看见我们事业上所扮演的角色，我们在生活上所扮演的角色，需要是从上帝那边来的。
In each and any and every kind of a role you play, whether at home or at your jobs, it all comes from the Lord.
你做一个做买卖生意的人，
you are perhaps a businessman.
你做一个医生，
you are a physician.
你是一个专业的人才，
you are a professional.
甚至你是一个所谓 homemaker。我们以前说这个家庭主妇，我们现在用个比较积极的字来讲，是 make home 的人。不管你是做什么事情，
yes indeed, a homemaker is also a profession.
我们必须要有很清楚的基督教的职业观。
We should all have a very positive view of a Christian professionalism.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。